What is up, podcast fam? Oh, you're stealing my intro already? What's up with that? I mean, you already have the branded, like, tag, right? The what's up, peeps, which we'll hear in a second.
What's up, peeps?
And then you stole my intro? Man. This is actually episode 3. We almost screwed it up last night, of the Dad and Griffin pod. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin, and what's up, peeps?
Happy Friday, bud. We made it.
We made it.
It was a long week, right? It was a long week.
For you.
Well.
Because you had like 50 phone calls.
Well, yeah, we had a lot of work going on, right?
Yeah, a lot of work.
But we made it. It's in the books. We've got probably 7 left, right? Until it's full blast summer. You ready for that?
7 more weeks?
Yeah, full weeks togetherness.
That will probably be like at least like 20 more episodes.
It's going to be, it's going to be more than that. It's going to be like 30 episodes at least, right? If we do this every day, I'm in for every day. What about you?
Every day.
Every weekday.
Weekday.
Okay. All right. So, what's kind of becoming a trend here, we got a lot of trends, right?
Trends. I don't know what that means.
You don't know what trends are? Things that like happen over and over and over. They kind of like,
they repeat themselves.
Yes. And one of the things that repeat themselves are we're having to make apologies and corrections at the beginning of every show right now, right? I think we did a great job yesterday of apologizing. But then like in the middle, I feel like we might have called our sister chatty. Did we do that? Anyway, we're going to give her a chance later in the episode to come on live.
Live. And she's going to be talking to us and actually be in the show.
So we're going to give her a venue to use the chattiness, right? We love her. She's the best. There's nobody better. And we're super excited to have her on as our first guest.
And we know we told you that guests were going to be on next week. But we have my sister on, and I was just like, why don't we just bring her on today?
I thought that was a big move. I thought it was a huge move for you. I think, you know, cats and dogs living together. I think we might as well just get everybody in.
But she's the cat, not the dog.
I don't know how you want to characterize it, but we'll figure it out. We're gonna bring her on, and she'll challenge us on what we said about her yesterday. We were mostly nice. We love her. She's the best.
Yeah.
Little clarification from the sign-off thing yesterday, right? I feel like some people might have thought that our sign-off was maybe a little bit too much about it was Chuck and Nux and gas and cold brews. It's not – we weren't talking about like cold adult beverages, right? We were talking about I tried to say cold brews like coffee.
Yeah, like the David Pastrnak commercial.
Yeah, the Dunkin' Donuts commercial,
right? Yeah, the Dunkin' Donuts – commercial on...
Make note, that could be a sponsor.
Oh.
But like, we're drinking a lot of coffee in the house right now. So anyway, just want to clear that up for the peeps out there in the street. Because, I mean, if you really break it down by the numbers... Wish we had a sound effect for that. If you really break it down... I mean, we called for interaction yesterday, and we got it. Right? Overnight.
We got...
Overnight.
We doubled our... What we asked for.
Our followers.
Our
followers doubled overnight. We went from drumroll 6 to drumroll 13. So we more than doubled overnight. That's it's a great deal. We have to, we've got to give an early shout out to Mom. Mom put us on blast on Instagram.
On Instagram, guys. That's huge for us.
That is huge for us. I would totally agree.
And I want to tell my grandma and the McBride's family, they're doing a lot. They're morning podcasters for us. They left us 2 messages.
Well, you're getting ahead of me here.
They're just blowing us up, and we want to say thank you to those guys.
Yeah, so it's a perfect segue. Do you know what a segue is? Something segue. It bridges you into the next point, right? The segue is we asked for more followers. We got them. We did a little guerrilla marketing. And then, boom, we've got voice messages. Remember, at the end of the show, we told everybody, hey, this is how you communicate with us, right? Go to the Anchor website, click on the message button, leave us a message. So the shout-outs have led directly to messages.
And we might have got our first State Farm agent in the McBride family.
So that was kind of hilarious, right? In the Fast Five, you basically confused the Geico commercial for a State Farm commercial.
But and, then we...
And you you legitimately smoked the local State Farm agent out of his hole. He called us up, left us a message. Should we listen to it?
Yeah, let's listen to it, guys.
All right, let's listen. Local State Farm agent.
Here we go.
Hey, the Dad and Griffin Show. This is your local State Farm agent, Mark McBride. I got to thank you a ton for the shout out. Loved that so much for our family. We love you guys. Made my day on a difficult COVID-19 day of quarantine. Love the show. Keep up the good work. You guys are going to smooth this thing out. It's going to be great. And I got to be honest, I'm thinking about being a sponsor. So look forward to the next episode. Love you guys.
Wow. Did you hear that? What did he say?
He said a lot of great stuff.
He wanted to be a
sponsor.
Awesome. So we need to make a note. Yay! Make a note. We need to follow up on that. Then at the end, we did some shout outs and got some shout outs. We got some messages from the people we shouted out. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Loving the podcast. You got to know your mom comes from a long line of strong women. Keep them coming. They make us smile every night. Love you all.
Hey, the Dad and Griffin Show. This is the McBride family. We just had breakfast and enjoyed your second pod. And I got some people who want to say thanks for the awesome shout out.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Hey, guys. We love you.
Hi, we really love you. Bye.
As you can see, lots of love over here. And Greta's even throwing in a little half friendly growl. Keep up the good work.
Man, can you feel the love?
We can feel the love already.
You feel the love?
All the way in Lee Summit Blue Springs, we can feel the love for my grandparents.
And the McBride family. So that was great. I thought, I think what we're doing is working, right? I mean, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so keep going to Anchor. Keep figuring out how to leave us a message. We'll do some shout-outs at the end. And but we'll even if you don't get shouted out, I think we still need messages. I mean, we want to play them. We want to get people – we want some interaction here. This is great.
Well, you're probably still going to get shouted out.
Yeah, yeah.
You're probably still going to shout out. Even if you give us some cool ideas, we'll use them, and then we'll shout you out at the end of the video. And
oh, that's a good call. Like if people leave us a message with good ideas, and we'll shout out their good ideas.
Well, and then we'll use them in the videos, and then we'll tell the people – I mean, peeps, who did the idea and what they thought and how they thought of it.
All right. So yesterday you wanted, we did the Fast Five, right?
Yeah.
Where I asked you five things and you just rattled off quick answers. It was kind of funny. And then at the end you're like, hey, why don't I ask you questions? And I thought that was a fantastic idea. So, did you come prepared for that?
I did. I thought of them.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do it. Ready? Let's do Fast Five. Dad Ask Griffin Fast Five questions.
All right, Dad.
First one. Ready? Go.
If you had a genie and...
Like a genie in a bottle?
And a genie in a bottle. Wait, so you went to the store and you stole a genie in a bottle.
Yep.
No, just a magic lamp. And you wanted to buy it just for decoration.
Yep.
And you bought it.
But remember... This there's a key piece to this segment.
It's fast.
Fast. All right, let's go. Ready, go.
If you had a genie in a bottle and he would give you one wish, what would it be?
One wish, what would it be? Man, that's a good one. I would wish that that our whole family stays safe and healthy for the next until this whole thing blows over.
That is the best thing I've ever seen. And other families, dude.
Yeah, the other families too. That's a caring way to look at it. All right, go. Number two.
Favorite TV commercial. I just love that one from yesterday. I had to use it again.
Okay, I love it. Favorite TV commercial every year. This usually happens in January. Every year, my favorite commercial is the very first Masters commercial that comes on TV.
It's a golf commercial and
for the Masters tournament. That really gets my blood going. That's my favorite. All right, number three.
Favorite thing to cook. Man, my dad is a really good cook.
Okay. Favorite thing to cook, I do make a pretty good garlic shrimp.
That is totally true.
Okay, good. I got that one right. Next one.
Next one is, if you could build one thing with Legos, what would it be?
Oh, boy. Not prepared for this one. If I could build one thing out of Lego, I would build a full-scale model of Wrigley Field.
Whoa!
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah!
All right, number five.
Number five. Last one. What is your favorite video game back in the day? And I personally thought of that one, and he was like, this would be a tough one. He got a little bit of time to think about
it. I don't think it'll be tough. I think this is kind of a backhanded slap with your back in the day thing, calling me old again.
Hey!
Back in the day, I crushed Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, which you probably won't know, and I also crushed – I did a lot of European PGA Tour golf on Sega Genesis.
What is that?
See, you didn't even know the answers. Didn't even know the answers. All right, fast five. That was it. Griffin flips the tables back on Dad. Good work. Pound it. Nice.
Pound it, noggin.
All right, so we've been looking forward to this. We told you peeps that we were going to do guests next week, but it's been a long week.
We just want to add some more guests.
We got to add some color into this. We are going to bring in right now one of our
favorite sisters in the world.
Well, it's our only sister in the world.
So it has to be our favorite right? sister.
She's our favorite. We're going to bring in Miss Hallie Happ. Hey, Hallie, how are you?
Good.
What are you doing? Did you ever think that you would be on a podcast?
Yes.
You did? Man, do you want to say hi to the peeps?
Hi, peeps.
You're too nice. You're just, like, too nice. Well, welcome to our podcast.
And me and I'm gonna ask a question to Hallie, and we're pretty much going to do, like, fast 10 for you.
Oh, geez. For Hallie. Really, are we?
Yeah.
Did you guys plan this without me knowing?
Yeah.
All right. What? First of all, let's let Hallie. Hallie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
So.
How old are you? What grade are you in?
I am in pre-K, and I am 5.
Well, man, that's exciting. I'll challenge the pre-K thing. I think you're kind of a kindergartner. We have fuzzy math around here, right?
Yeah.
Fuzzy math. School's canceled. You're kind of a kindergartner. Mm-hmm. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never had a kindergartner on here as a guest before, right? First
yeah.
kindergartner.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Congratulations. You go on the Wall of Fame. Golf clap, golf clap. And give us some fun things that you like to do.
So, I really like to do soccer.
Oh, yeah, because you're really good.
Really
yeah.
good.
And?
I really want to get forward to my favorite sport in the world.
Yeah, you want to look forward to your favorite sport in the world, which is?
Baseball.
Oh,
she
yeah.
has a good throw, like a good step point throw, and I mean, it's really good.
Man.
It's really good.
Sign off. A little co-sign there from older brother. I like that. Awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you for being a guest on our podcast, Hallie Happ.
You're welcome.
You will definitely get invited again.
I think you get invited back for sure. I think you definitely do. I think that, do you have any questions? Like, do you want to ask anybody anything? I mean, what do you think of our podcast setup here? It's not as glamorous as maybe we sold it to be. It's pretty much your art table in the basement.
Well, we might be moving into our fort right to the right of me, and it's pretty cool. We had a little help from my dad, but
yep.
otherwise it looks pretty good.
Yep. I think next week we're going to build a fort. Actually, this weekend we have some fort building exercises on the calendar. And next week, if we can, I think we'll broadcast live from the fort, right?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, sounds great. Wait, Sissy, anything else?
No.
No? You're just happy to be here? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for being a guest on our
podcast. We're happy for you to be here.
Yeah. So next week, we'll have more guests, right? We're going to bring some people in on the phones. We're going to hopefully have more interaction from the messages. The messages have been great.
The messages has been awesome. You can keep it up with the messages.
Yep,
Those are good. That's how you get a bunch of shout-outs.
Yep, absolutely. So then let's go right to it. Who are we shouting out today?
Oh!
Hallie, okay. Do you want to do the first shout-out?
To my best friend in the world, Julianne.
Julianne gets a shout-out. Man, awesome. Who do you want?
I'm going to shout out my family.
We're still going with family. Yep.
Yeah. And my Nana and Papa and my Aunt Celia.
Yeah.
And my family in Chicago, Gaga and Papa. And if you don't know who that is, that's my Grandma Mary and my Papa Chuck. And Grandma and Blue Spring, Grandma Chris and Blue Springs, and Granddad, that was the second to last commercial.
Message. Yeah, message. Man, so we hit all the grandparents. Touch them all. We had to break a rule there, 2 shout outs per show, but that's easy. Yeah, grandparents always are in there, right? Excellent.
Grandparents get a free pass.
Way to go. You guys crushed it.
You did too.
You guys crushed it today. Big week. High five all around, Sissy. Love it. We made it. We will be back with our podcast fam on Monday. So we'll see everybody in about 48 hours. We are very excited. Actually, it's going to be a little bit more than 48 hours. But we'll be back on Monday. Pass it on to your friends.
Keep your head up and keep your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps. Man, Hallie, I completely thought that you were going to screw that up. But man, you proved me wrong.